A 1-1 draw last night down at Stradbroke against Cabinteely. Will you see it as points lost for Harps last night, given the way the game ended with that late strike to square it up?
Possibly, the fact that you conceded with the last kick of the game, 5 minutes into injury time, you might look at it that way. But to be fair, you know, we should have had the game under control at half time. We didn't. We while we were one up, we had a number of clear cut chances and a number of half chances to go a second goal up, which probably have killed the game. In the second half, Cabinteely go into it, and in fairness to them, probably deserved an equaliser with their second half display.
And you did say, of course, that it would be a tough game down there, and Cabinteely are developing, and they've got a good management structure, and a number of players came back last night. So you were always very much aware of the threat, particularly in the second half, Ollie.
Absolutely. We know what Cabinteely have, in particularly up there, up in Stradbroke. We were under no illusions of what they would offer, what they would put up to us. Possibly, as I said, had we got the second earlier on, we might have put the game to bed, but we didn't. And it was always a threat. We fell, you know, defensively, we fell back, and they drove us back, they piled men forward. And while they didn't have a huge amount of clear-cut chances, the goal they got at the end was an excellent finish, and you got to give them credit. You know, we've won games and got maybe a draw on UCD late in the game, so, you know, you take the good with the bad, and you give praise to them where it's due.
Yeah, was 5 minutes of injury time the right amount of time to add on at the end of the game, do you feel, Ollie?
Look, listen, of course, when you're hanging on a 1-0 up, you don't want any injury time, that's obvious. There was six substitutions made. There was very little injuries as regards, you know, necessity for medical help or physiotherapists on the pitch. But no, listen, you know, while it was in the very final kick of the game, that's not a complaint. We should have dealt with it better than what we dealt with. Had we been 1-0 down, we'd have been delighted with 5 minutes injury time. So no, we've no complaints to that end, though.
Tell us about the goal, Rory Keaton sticking the ball in the net with his head from a Kevin McHugh corner, Ollie.
Well, actually, it wasn't quite that way. It was a Kevin McHugh corner that I think Matty Crossan got his head on it, and it broke to Rory, who finished it right-footed into the goal. It wasn't quite a straight-headed goal as that. Yeah, it was a good start. It was after about 10 minutes. We had numerous pieces that, you know, after that, Gareth Harkin hit the post. So, you know, at that stage, they hadn't really threatened us too much, but, you know, their threat had never fully gone away. As I said earlier on, and for the third time, had we got a second, I think we'd have moved on and won that game. But it didn't happen. We really had only ourselves to blame for that. We didn't play particularly well in the second half. And gradually they grew into the game and got a very, very good equaliser, albeit in the final kick of the game.
Well, Ollie, you still remain unbeaten and you're still 3 points clear at the top of the table. Do you think your guys learned more from that 1-1 draw last night than any of the other matches they've played in so far this season?
I think we've learned something in every game. You know, maybe last night it was something. Look, sooner or later we're going to concede a goal from open play. That happened in the last minute of the game last night. You know, it was going to happen sooner or later, be it this week. Obviously, the longer we could kick it away, you know, next week, the week after. So, look, you know, we've enough, I think, in the tank and maybe enough characters there to respond from it. But we've a big game against Waterford on Friday night. And I have no doubt that the lads will respond in the right way. It's not as if we lost the game. You know, maybe a year ago, we had a loss late in the game and maybe lost a point. Yes, okay, we possibly lost 2 points from a winning position to a draw, but it's still a draw. And, you know, maybe that point will be vital to us at the end of the year. I don't know.
You are the league leaders, Ollie, and obviously that comes with pressure at times. Is your squad feeling any of that pressure? Do you feel at the moment since you are sitting top of the pile?
I don't think that. I think, you know, with that comes maybe, if anything, it comes a little bit of more motivation, a little bit of concentration. That's why it was quite disappointing that we lost to maybe a straight, basically the equalising goal last night was a straight ball that we didn't deal with, you know, higher up the pitch, and it fell to John McKeown, who finished it. But no, you know, we'll go at the Waterford game. It'll be a big test with the quality Waterford has. And it'll be a test to see what way we respond from the equalising goal last night. I've no doubt that we'll respond in the right way. But we probably need to maybe have a better second half performance than what we had last night.
Just finally, Ollie, did all players come through it unscathed last night?
Yeah, there's a few knocks and bruises there. Yeah, there was no outstanding injury in that manner. So we'll see what happens. They're in today for a recovery session, and we'll be back in on Monday night as a group. So we'll see where we're at that stage. But no obvious injury at the moment, thankfully, Oisin.